In this episode of the Nate Loves Gin podcast, me and my dear friend, question mark, I'm not going to reveal him, but we're talking about dad stuff, dadness, dadosities, and dad things. Anything you want to add?
Nope.
Figures as much. Here we go.
Welcome back to the potty, yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, by the tall and handsome. Talk about my boy Andrew David Straw, everybody. Clap, 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 clap. That is you. Sir, how the heck are you?
Good. Good to be here.
Man, I think that there's two things in the world that I enjoy. Good food. That's second. Number one is a good friend. Bro, we've been friends for 7 years? Is that accurate? Six years?
Six?
Me and Jen got married in 2018. Mm-hmm. We had already been friends for at least a year or two before that. Is that accurate?
I think it was 2016 when you came on the scene.
I think that's accurate, yeah.
A friend passed away.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So at least 7 years. 6 years. Is that math right? Yep. 6, 7 years?
Coming up on seven.
Coming up on seven. Straw and his family are here visiting Slower Lower Delaware. I tell you that I always thought slower meant the people down here were stupid. Did I tell you that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I really did think that for until I moved here. Sorry to everyone who's from here. Some of it is accurate. There are some dumb folks around here. But the pace is a little bit slower. But Straw, tell me all of how you're doing in life. I'm deeply curious, although I already know because we talk every other day. Sure. But what's going on in your life?
Yeah, we're doing good. We've got our chickens are
hey.
In the coop that I built with my own bare hands.
Shout out to your strength, bro. Was it hard? Like, did you think, like, yo, I can't do this?
No, I never thought I couldn't do it. But every time I would finish a part of it, there would be another part that I forgot about.
Mm.
So it took me a month and a half of
good night.
Every single weekend, every all day Saturday, after church on Sundays if I felt up to it.
Jeez.
So yeah, it was a lot, and I'm happy to be done with it.
Dang. So what's the plan? Like, what's the goal with the chickens? Are you thinking, like, I'm trying to do a little farm type thing or just like a hobby type thing? What's the plan?
So part of it, yes, is self-sustainability, but also trying to teach my kids responsibility.
True.
So, and you get eggs from it too, so it's like a win-win.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Teach them responsibility, they learn to take care of something that's alive or whatever, just the greater picture, trying to teach them to take care of their things.
Are they gentle and whatnot with the chickens?
They are. Emerson's not as much.
She'll come here, you
grab
bird.
Them by the tail to pick them up, but
yikes.
Yeah, they're getting big enough to the point where they don't take that from her anymore.
they bite back. They buck back. Almost typed in ghettos.
We could go there too.
Trying to go to Grottos. Ghettos pizza comes with a bullet casing. I've got a number of questions, and we're going to get into this more in a later episode where we're going to get the wives in on it as well. Mm. But before we get into that, kind of a pregame question, did you read books on how to be a dad? Because I would say, in my personal opinion, I think that you're a great dad.
Thank you.
Did you read books? Did you listen to podcasts? Or did you see men in your life that you're like, I'm trying to emulate that? Did you get it from your own dad? Where did your style of dadding come from?
I think naturally I'm a go with the flow kind of a person.
True.
And so that kind of translated to being a dad, where and my kids still make me angry. Every dad would say that.
Right.
They upset them. But in general, having the patience to deal with them has helped me along my journey. And I've said this before, Mal is the reason I'm a good dad.
Mm.
And I don't say that to earn brownie points, although I hope it does. her going into it, like, she was born to be a mother.
Oh, dude, she's the best.
Yeah, and so giving me that confidence, like, hey, you're doing this right. Just stick with it. Don't get frustrated.
Mm.
And her being able to handle the difficult, more difficult situations helped me succeed at being a dad as well.
Mm. Do you feel like, do you have like a favorite season? I mean, I asked Mal when we were inside. She said she liked them 3 or 4. Do you like the season that you're in now? Do you like the baby stage somewhere in the middle?
I didn't like the baby stage.
Yeah, me neither.
That frightens me.
As it's soon approaching again
for
me.
As I was just holding Max and he wouldn't let me go. I like anywhere from that time. When they start walking around and you can see their personality really start coming.
Yeah.
And then from there, it just gets better. So it's good then, but it just gets better when they can talk back to you and tell you things you don't want to hear and all of that fun stuff.
How do you think having... So you've got 2 little girls and their ages are...
4 and 7.
Do you feel as though they've made you... I'm sure you'll say yes, but my follow-up would be how... But do you feel like they've made you a better man in being a dad?
Yeah, I would say so.
Because I feel like Max has it's been humbling a lot. I think that more so like because he's still, you know, developing a personality and all that, but the selflessness of having to wake up and put him to sleep and change poopy diapers when I don't want to, or he breaks something or gets macaroni and cheese on my computer, like those type of things. Like, I'm learning how to be patient. Do you feel as though, what qualities do you feel like, man, I didn't have this before being a dad, and now I feel like I've developed?
I would say 100% the selflessness. You no longer, I mean, you got to take care of yourself, but in my mind, my number one priority is providing for my wife and my kids.
True.
And I'll do whatever I need to do that, to achieve that goal. And I wouldn't say that I was like that before I got married and started having children. I just kind of was very go with the flow, you know, whatever happens, happens. And I still have that attitude, but to a certain point.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to affect my family, then you start, like, really hitting at home with me. And I'm not going to tolerate it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to handle the situation however I need to.
Did you envision yourself as a dad, as like a young man? Like, I'm saying, like, early. Well, you had Adeline in your 20s, like early 20s. Is that accurate?
24, I think. Okay. Is what I figured out.
Did you feel like? I mean, did you feel ready? Like, did you?
No, not at all. I never thought about being a dad. I never wanted to be a dad. I met Mal, and she kind of helped me get there.
I see.
I fell in love with her, and then whatever she wanted, I fell in love with.
True.
Just making her happy. And it was evident that she was born to be a mother.
Yeah.
And so that was just the next step in the process after getting married.
Man, I feel it. I mean, for sure, we both lucked out on the... Well, luck has nothing to do with it. We've both been severely blessed by women that we... that have shaped us to be better men.
Yeah.
For sure. We're going to have to take a quick break, y'all. We're just picking up pizza. This is going to be a quickie on Father's Day. But we're going to pick up this Grotto's pizza. Is this your favorite pizza?
It's some of the best I've had.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that my favorite pizza that I've had... Oh, man, there's this girl that I knew in college. I think her name's Angela. That feels right. Angela Lorenzo. And there's this place called Lorenzo's. I didn't even know that her family owned this place. We were hungry. We were on the way maybe back from Maryland. We were on the way somewhere, and we just pulled off to the side. It said Brick Oven Pizza. I go in there. I see this girl I haven't seen for like 5-6 years. And I was like, girl, what are you doing here? You work here? She's like, my dad owns the restaurant. And I think that that's some of the best pizza I've had. Lorenzo's. I think that's what it's called. Grotto's is good. When I played soccer as a child, of course you're gonna take that spot. Of course. And you're gonna be greedy with it too. Oh, you're not? God bless.
Yep.
God bless us all. We would have pizza parties and we'd go to Grotto's. I'll tell you a crazy story as soon as we come back from the break. Cue that transition music. And we're back. To be honest, y'all, we haven't left the car. We're fitting to just get this pizza picked up. That old man is cute as can be. He's probably racist, though.
Absolutely. You can see it in his cowboy hat.
You can. Anybody. And that is a man, correct?
I wasn't confident. Oh, there's our
Oh, answer. My goodness. Hello.
There we are.
Awesome. Thank you.
Going
we're podcasting.
We don't stop.
Oh, okay.
You can't stop.
The grind don't stop.
You paid her online? Oh, true. You said the grind don't stop.
I just went full gen mode.
I should have said like, comment, subscribe, or whatever. You know, get this content.
Follow us on Instagram at Nate Loves Jen for me, at Jen Loves Nate for my beautiful
Come on.
Wife.
You know what it is, dog.
What else?
You know what it is? Jen always be butchering that end part, too. She said, don't stress.
Be blessed.
Flex.
Definitely stress.
Hate on them haters, you know, haters, and, you know.
And show them your chest.
Show
what?
Them your chest. What? Oops. Bye. all right, so dad question for you. You've been a dad for 7 years. What's the best Father's Day gift you've gotten?
Because
I'm sure Mal pulls up and shows out.
She does. But we also make it a point not to go crazy.
Okay, that's fair.
Because we have my birthday's last week.
Oh, true. Yep,
and
yep, yep.
For Mother's Day, her birthday's the same week.
Good night. So it's always
it's a lot.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I can't remember. Hope she doesn't listen to this.
She probably will.
Yeah,
sorry,
Mal.
Jen got me... So I've only been a dad for 13 months. But the first Father's Day, Jen got me... And I still wear it, although it's more snug than it was before. She got me a sweatshirt that said Rad Dad. And I wore it all the time. And it was like my first Father's Day type thing. So it's... Like nostalgia. I was wearing it today, but it had like some Maxness on it,
yeah.
which is snot. Yeah, food snot. Could be feces on there. I don't know. But she got me that, and I think that's my favorite thing thus far. But I think she left this morning, and she said she was on a super secret mission.
Mm-hmm.
And she said I have to run an errand today. The fact that it was vague, I was like, okay, all right, she's up to something. And then. I didn't press her on it. Knowing her, if I said, hey, I got to go run an errand, she's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? What you getting? What you picking up? Is it for me? Is it for Mother's Day? And for the longtime listeners of the podcast, you know I completely fumbled this past Mother's Day. So I just try to do kind things. And I tell Jen afterwards, happy Mother's Day. She's like, boy, stop. So she's like, just stop.
I do remember one thing. So I've got something hanging in my office at work.
True.
That is, it was just Adeline at the time, but then she's done a revision with Emerson included. But it's like a painting, and it's got both of their handprints, or one of their handprints and one of their footprints.
Ah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's very thoughtful.
Mal's the best. I mean, we could do a whole episode on how great she is, but...
That's true.
But this is Father's Day. This is about dad stuff.
Mm.
Okay, so my thought is, and I don't know if this is going to be the case, I'm unsure. I'm sure Jen's doing something sweet, but when she came home today, she wasn't carrying anything or holding anything. So I was like, okay, what was she doing? What was she up to? And she's so dang thoughtful, so I have no idea what it could be. But she was saying, like, hey, like your dad said that that grill that you were looking at is at BJ's for, you know, it's the cheapest there. Do you know anybody with a membership? Do you guys have a BJ's membership?
No, but you can get a like a 7-day thing.
For real?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is that no? That's not it. So my hope is that I'm going to get a grill because I'm trying to be out here grilling.
It's a smoker, right?
I think it's a smoker / grill. It's
nice.
A pellet grill.
Yeah.
I should send it to you. Well, we might be able to get it while you're here and be cooking on that.
I'll
you can
help
show
you.
Me show me what's what and where's where. My question for you is. You're not shy around the grill.
No.
You've been known to put something on there, cook it up, and serve it to the fam. Did that come? Were you grilling and cooking and stuff before having kids, or did you like I'm about to lean into this dad stuff and start grilling?
When we got married, well, shortly after, no, that's not true. a couple of years after we got married, I bought this cheap grill from Aldi, a cheap charcoal grill. And that's when I started to dabble.
Mm.
I just wanted to, I guess. And I used that for about a season. And then one came up for sale on Facebook Marketplace. That was a much better still a charcoal grill, but
okay.
it has like a little side stand to it
and okay.
a little workspace. So upgraded there, and now it's time to upgrade to a smoker slash grill.
Yeah. Freak boy.
Yep.
So what do you cook? Do you cook steaks on it, burgers? I mean, everything? Like, do you have a go-to?
Yeah, burgers, steaks, brats, vegetables, anything that you can cook in the oven, you can cook on the grill.
There's something about the grill taste, man. Yeah. I was spoiled. My dad's a chef. Shout out to you, Dad. I know you're listening. And I was spoiled in having, I mean, he would do asparagus on the grill, mm-hmm. toss it in soy sauce, chicken on the grill, steaks on the grill. And I just remember that distinct grilled taste. And it's different than mm-hmm. on the stove. It's different than in the oven. It's like a distinct taste that I love. That and the taste of barbecue, man. Mm. The things.
It's just cooked differently.
It is.
You get to the same outcome, the same temperature internal, but the charcoal, yeah, the charring that it does. And then you start adding like wood flavor mm-hmm. to it.
Apple, yeah, yes, sir. And I think that, I think one of the things that I think, and this is to you, Dad, is that my dad always, I mean, he's a chef, so, I mean, again, I was spoiled in that way. But my dad always, food-wise or job-wise, was providing for our family. Mm-hmm. And so, kind of back to what you said earlier, you're like, man, if I've, whatever I got to do to provide, that's what I'm going to do. And I think that there's something special about making food for your family. And especially in this season, because, you know, Jen's pregnant, I'm making food for four, you know, when I'm making something.
Mm-hmm.
And like when I eat a chicken wing, I'll pass Max the chicken bone and he'll be gnawing on that, you know, chicken bone.
Teach him,
ain't no, you know, and there's not much meat left, brother, but you're gnawing on it. And so there really is something special about, hey, I made this and I made this for you guys.
Yeah. And you start to take pride in it too.
Yeah.
Like, how was it? And I'm not asking for you to make me feel bad about what
right.
I've done. I'm asking so that I can learn.
And do better. Yeah.
Remember and do what better. I did this time and do something better next time.
Yep. Y'all, we got to take another break. It's going to be transition music, you know, to the cows come home. We're at the store for stronger beverages.
For ice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're at the ice store. And we'll be right back. You want to say the special line?
Cue that transition music.
Thank you, sir. Tripping. There we go. And we're back.
Now I am.
Jeez. I think that if you look at someone's ID for longer than 5 seconds, you don't believe they're as old as they say they are.
That's all.
Yep. They always look like, no, where? No, no, hold on. Wait. And the thing is, like, when I'm in other states and they look at my ID, they're like, where's the, and I'm like, all right, bottom right.
Yeah.
Because it's a Delaware thing. But I'm in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
So, bro, you're looking because you don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look like that of a child. No facial hair, dog, and I look 16. I know that about myself.
It's a good thing, though. It's not a bad thing.
It is, but like, so I'm a smaller gentleman. My dad's 6'1", 6'2".
Okay.
My mom's 5'2". So they just, I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm working on a rap verse. It's not finished, but I say something like dad 6'1", mom 5'2". I'm coming out short like a haiku type of thing. That's as far as I've got so far. But
fire.
Yeah, you know, I'm just out here trying to get this money. Okay, so I was walking to the mailbox. I didn't check the mail, but I was walking to move the car or whatever, and I smelt that somebody was grilling some stuff, and it takes me back. Did your dad grill? Like, was he out there like, I'm gonna put these chops on?
Nope. Dad does not know how to use the grill.
Not even a little bit, like.
Nope. And we had a gas grill that my mom would cook on.
True.
And I dabbled in that, too.
In, like, high school arena?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I was responsible enough, you know, so when I was, like, 21.
True. And you were cooking stuff for the family then? Like,
I wouldn't say that I was the lead chef.
But you second fiddle. You know, I was back.
I was making sure nothing caught on fire.
Got you.
Yep.
Do the girls cook with you guys?
They do. They love being in the house with Mal when she's doing the kitchen stuff.
Oh, man.
And then they'll come out and help me clean the grill. And
that's cool.
Flip the things on. But so they're so, my grill is so high that Adeline can get away with it, but okay. The heat scares her, which I'm thankful for.
I see.
But Emerson's the one that really wants to.
Oh, wow.
But her arm
is, I mean, right.
Is
oh,
right there. So,
dang.
And charcoal is hot.
Yep.
Charcoal is extremely hot. Even if you're not on top of it. If True. You're just near it, it's hot. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that scares her away.
Rightfully so. I think that, like, I know that when I was younger, my dad would have me, like, peel the potatoes and peel the carrots and, like, chop this up or whatever. Yeah. And I remember it being fun. But then I got to the age where, like, I'd rather be playing video games and, like, help it out in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I look back on it now, and I think, like, my dad just wanted to spend time with me. He wanted me to be passionate about the thing that he
yeah.
was passionate about. And, Dad, I've said this multiple times, I apologize for the past 10 years of being non-cooking Nate, NCN, I apologize, because now I'm trying to get into it. Someone said, I think it was maybe a meme, I think it might have been one that you sent me. It said, we're at the age now, or maybe it said, like, when you turn 30, you either get really into, like, old wars, or you get into cooking.
Yeah.
Like, you either get into history or you get into cooking. I'm choosing the cooking route.
Yeah.
I want to be able to, like, man, have you had my dad's steak?
Yeah.
Because I could say that about my dad. So I want somebody to be like, man. And the closest thing I have to that are these wings that we're making.
Mm.
I don't want to talk them up, man.
Don't talk them up.
I'm not.
I want to be blown away.
I want you to taste the rainbow. There's a place in Salisbury, and if we had time, I'd take you there. But it's like a 40. Well, maybe if we do like a shop day type thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
They've got a mall in Salisbury. It's not amazing, but there's a mall there. It's raining, guys, by the way. That's what you're hearing in the background is rain. But near the mall, so a little bit further down, it's this place called Caribbean Flavor, which I'm sure you've mm-hmm. heard me and Jen talk about. They've got jerk wings that are, it's like a wet jerk wing
Oof.
With this, like, this Jamaican rice, and they got plantains. Bro, it's delicious.
I'm a sucker for a good wing. I am a sucker for a good wing. More As than one, obviously.
I. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to where I'm at.
I feel
by
you.
By just eating one.
I feel you.
You know what I mean.
I and man, like, so I think the best wings, and Dad, I've said this to you before, and I apologize. The best wings I've had, this guy Shane made them the first time we went to him and his wife's house. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he put on these wings. This lady's not looking at all. Come on
not
now.
At all.
Come on now, lady. I don't know what he put on these wings. They were dry. It was just like a simple, crispy fried chicken thing. But it was delicious, man. And it was spicy and flavorful
yep.
and crispy at the same time. Oof. All the things that you're looking for in a wing. I don't know if you like spice.
Yeah.
Are you a spice
yep.
man? The closest I've had, clearly my own dad's wings are fantastic. I like Royal Farms chicken, man.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. Shout out to Jess. She told me about, I'm tripping. This is where I need to park. She told me about this place called Hawker's. It's a grocery store. So I'm going to try that chicken, and then maybe my mind will be changed.
Probably not.
I'm Royal Farms till I die. This is Jen, of course. Let's get her on the potty real quick. I'm going to tell her that we're in Ocean City. Hey.
Hey, where are you guys?
We missed the turn. We're in Ocean City.
That's a lie.
We literally just parked. We're about to walk in.
Lord have mercy.
What happened?
The pizza's been done for 30 minutes.
What are you talking about?
Did the pizza not get finished at 6?
It was super later than, hot yeah. when we picked it up.
Yeah. And then we went to the liquor store. We came right back.
No, y'all are taking forever.
Okay, number one, that's hurtful because we're trying to provide food for the family, number one. We haven't dilly-dallied or nothing, have we?
No,
we haven't.
Not at all.
We haven't. We literally just pulled up and we're parked.
Well, I've done 2 batches of wings and it takes...
I don't need this scrutiny. Do you want this pizza man. Or not? Because we can turn around. We can turn around. We can take this pizza right on back.
So, y'all
are
full of it.
Yo, we...
There must be a rainbow. There is a rainbow.
Yep.
Yeah, there's okay. a huge rainbow. Because our neighbor's outside taking photos of it.
Okay, I see you see Joanne in the front.
Hashtag retirement community.
Come on, yeah, she's just like, look at that. Okay, we're going to bring the pizza in. But again, I would like to say we were not dilly-dallying at all. Okay. I'll bring that. Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, y'all. You had your taste of Jen. I know some people just listen for Jen, which is hurtful, but it's whatever. Shout out to everybody. Corey, Moss, Claire, Jess, Aaron, Kristen, Leanne. Who else be listening? I forget somebody. Mal, of course.
What's the guy? Who? The younger guy.
JJ?
Sam.
Sam? Oh, man, I don't know if Sam's still listening. Or not Sam. Why am I blanking on this gentleman's name? Will.
Yeah.
I don't know if Will's still listening. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Who knows? Oh, Sam and Joey, for sure. There's probably someone else. Rayvon. I don't know. If I forgot your name, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't care about you. I say Corey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And Mike.
Corey and Heather.
Oh, it's Sam and Lucy. Who else be listening? Man, whatever. Yeah, I can't be shouting everybody out. We got to get this pizza in. All right, you want to do the ending? You know what it is.
Yeah. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more and say less. We love you guys.
Come on, dog. That's a long time listener, y'all. Bye. Welcome back to the podcast, folks. We're just going to pick up where we left off. I'm going to take away the previous ending, and I'm going to slap this on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Straw are currently leaving Lowe's, but I don't want to ruin the surprise. All right, so Straw, on a scale of 1, I'll say 1 to 10. That's usually what I give Jen the option. As we said earlier in the episode, Straw was playing bass for worship this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you feel, man? I want to know your thoughts, your unedited thoughts. You're not going to hurt my feelings, none.
I wept multiple times, and not just a little tear. Like, I had to bite my lip to not ugly cry.
Yep.
Haven't, this is a hot take, haven't experienced that in a while.
Yeah, man. I was big boy crying the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like big boy.
True, genuine, just getting lost in yep. the music and
bro, worship. Bro, oh man, and it I felt like it went, and correct me if I'm wrong, it felt like it went so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like we literally had just gotten up there, and I was like, dang, we're already done?
Mm-hmm. No, it was good.
It was.
It was fun. I haven't played in a while.
Mm.
2-3 months, so.
It was good. I think that the moments that feel the best, and I should probably put our address in because I don't know how to get home from here. But
going off of faith.
Yeah, just going off of faith. But my desire is every time that we do some sort of song or whatever, if I'm in a position to do the worship thing, my hope is that I want the people, like my first goal is the people who are doing the worship leading to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of difficult to do, man. Like, mm-hmm. Is to forget that you're singing songs and all that stuff. I just want people to be up there, have fun. And you asked me yesterday, you said, what's the expectation? What's the expectation tomorrow? Like, can I not mess up? I said, man, just have fun. Yep. Don't you beep at me, dog, because it's Father's Day and I'm not above. I'm not doing nothing, dog. I got to go.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
We'll be right back.
About to mop the floor with this shooby. But yeah, my desire is that the people are able to have fun and just feel like they're singing. And I felt like everybody up there, from the people singing to me and you playing instruments,
mm-hmm.
was up there having fun and, you know, just singing from a good place. And that's what I want, and I think that's infectious. Yeah, I mean?
So George came up to me. You guys don't know George. I'll let Nate explain who George is, but I know his name, and he's George.
Yes.
He came up to me and said, I can hear you singing. You need a mic. And now, as you guys don't know, I did not have a microphone. I was not in anywhere near a microphone. So apparently I was singing louder than the house speakers.
Come on.
For some reason. But I said, no, George, you don't want me to have a microphone because I don't know how to control my levels.
Here's the thing, man. I was going to ask you if you wanted a mic. I was going to ask you, but I didn't know if that would throw you off.
I was going to jokingly ask you if I was getting one.
I was going to give you a mic. Next time you get a mic. Everybody gets a mic. Because you were singing, dog. That's the thing. I like it to the point where, and I know that the tracks have like the backing vocal type stuff in mm-hmm. it, but the people were singing so loud. Were they not like so loud? I didn't dare look up because I wouldn't have been able to mm-hmm. make it through any of the songs.
I had to take an ear out because just to feel the atmosphere in the room.
Felt great, man.
It did.
Felt fantastic. And I'd say that is pretty consistent. And not to say that like that doesn't happen every Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's rare is not the right word. It doesn't happen every Sunday, but when it does, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Tyler texted me, and Tyler's the one who was lead singing. He's a great guy. doesn't listen to the podcast. It's fine. It's fine.
We're not judging.
But he said that his dad said that, man, that felt like elevation quality. And I was like, that's a huge... I mean, most of the tracks were elevation themselves. But we still have to... You know what I mean? We still have to play that. We still have to sing it and, yep. you know, have energy and all that stuff. So I felt really good about...
Yeah.
I felt really good about it. All right. So that was the morning. I threw an axe. Dog, I thought you were going to hit record and just leave it the whole time. So we missed it.
Oh,
it's
no.
Fine. It's all good. It's all good.
Expectation.
It's all good. I should have expressed that, but it's fine. We got a piece of it. I threw an axe. Did you get it on the bullseye at all?
Oh yeah, several times.
Dang, savage boy.
The guy was like, "You've done this before," and I said, "Yeah, I've like done it once before."
Dabbled.
And he said, "All right, go for those blue dots that were up in the top left and right."
That's what you started going for?
That's what I started going for. I didn't hit it. I got within an inch of hitting it.
Good night.
It's a lot harder because they're higher.
Yeah. Once I realized that, like, you've got to throw higher, like, I'm in, like, you know what I mean? Like, the arc, yep. arc of it. Once I did that, hit that joint in the smack in the middle.
And most people will try and, like,
straight on.
Really just,
like,
full body movement. And that's not what you want because then it starts spinning too much and it hits the handle or the back of the axe.
Yeah. What Butch really said was just one revolution. You just wanted to spin one time and boop.
Yep.
But yeah, so got to do that through some axes, which was fun. Gave some speakers away. I think the game was really funny too. I think people were like legit having a good time. That dude, George, made it.
Yeah, you could not have picked a better person.
Yeah. And that dude, Aaron, was a good sport too. I wanted to pick them beforehand so that like to cut back on time, but I just didn't have time to with doing the worship stuff. So anyway, that was great. And that'll be a cool story for tomorrow. So anyway, fast forward to what we're doing right now. Also, we went out to eat. Shout out to Thompson Island Brewery. No one there listens to this, so I take that shout out back.
Yeah.
So I've wanted a grill. I wanted a different grill for the past, I don't know, 2 days. And I...
What kind of grill do you have already?
All right, so I currently have... See, look at you. Look at you know this is more than what Jen gives me. Jen gives me nothing. She's on her phone, texting Jess, texting Holly, who doesn't listen to the podcast. It's fine. But she's over here, you know, giving me 0%. You're over here contributing, so I appreciate you, dog.
No problem.
But anyway, I currently have a charcoal grill. And my dad's a chef. He knows how to work them coals. I'm not sure if that's the term that they use.
I would say that.
You know, working those coals.
Working them coals.
But, man, it is a labor of love. It takes time and energy just to get them things started. So I asked my dad, like, Dad, I'm kind of wanting a new grill. I told him, like, what I was kind of going for. Like, I want a good flavor and just kind of the simplicity. Like, I want it to be more simple.
Yeah.
And so he sent me this Pit Boss 850 Pro Series lithium coating dual wax Subtronics.
Now, has he used this before, or has he used a
half
smoker?
Half of what I said was I just made that up. Okay, appreciate
it
that.
Good.
yeah, my dad has definitely used a smoker before. He's used like all sorts of different grills in this. So he knows all the different methods. And he's like, man, this is indirect cooking. Like, you indirect heat, direct heat, finish it off this way. You want to pre, whatever, all that stuff. And so that's like a chef. Mm. That's like a dude cooking for real.
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to marinate the meat, kind of get it to like, you know, rub the herbs and spices in or whatever. I want to put it on a thing and someone say, all right, come back in an hour and flip it. You know what I'm saying? And then now let it keep doing its thing for another hour. And then it's ready. Mm. That's the type of simplicity. Because I love the flavor, you know? I love the taste, but I'm not trying to be out here, make sure these coals are 2 centimeters from the whatever. What I can't do all that, man.
Tape measure out.
I can't do that. So
I will tell you, so I have been using a charcoal grill for... 7 years maybe.
Okay.
So I have some experience, but every time I grill, I ask for feedback. I said this a little earlier. I ask for feedback because I'm always trying to get better at what I'm doing, whether I'm overcooking the burgers or the steaks, whether I'm undercooking them. So I say all of that to say it's going to be a huge...
It's going to be a process.
Learning curve.
Okay.
where you're not going to be able to just put the meat out there.
I feel you.
In 15 minutes.
It's going to take a little bit. Yeah. Okay. And the thing is, like, so what I don't want to do is I don't want to have, you know, a little get-together situation and people are like, what's the food? I'm like, oh, don't worry, guys. I got you. I'm over here undercooking burgers, chicken raw as heck, pork butt still look like a butt.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. I want to be able to say, oh, I'll just throw some things on the grill. And then they bite into whatever it is and like, good night.
You can have a cooked piece of meat, but that cooked piece of meat is also dry.
Yep.
So it's a game that you're venturing into that's going to challenge you.
I believe it.
But with this, did we tell them already?
Yeah. Okay. Well, go out. So I got the grill.
He got the Pit Boss.
I got the one that my dad recommended. Shout out to you, Dad.
The one that you got has three auxiliary ports on the right-hand side. So what that is, you can plug compatible devices into them.
Oh, snap.
You, in particular, got two probes, meat probes. So it's usually used for, like, pork butts or ribs and things like that you're smoking for a very long time.
Yeah.
But I don't see why you can't probe one of the pieces of chicken that you put on there or one of the burgers or steaks.
Yeah.
Probe it from your phone with the app.
Ah.
Because it's a very
sophisticated. Techy, yeah.
Very sophisticated. So from your phone, be like, all right, the chicken's at 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Take it off. It's done.
True. Yep. And that'll be true for the rest of the pieces for the most part. Yeah. Okay.
Chicken's 160. I think medium is like 140.
Okay.
145.
Something like that.
Yeah, I could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's close.
Anything over, you know, getting folks sick. That's the other thing I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Someone like, hey, man, I had the boo-boo belly after those those wings. Did you cook them all the way? I'm like,
Maybe.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. Straw's going to get the same grill.
I will.
We'll be grill buddies, swapping recipes, you know, the whole nine yards. Now, I will say that Jen, and she's right about this, I'll get into some hobbies that I don't fully get into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to box. I thought that that'd be a great workout. And I still believe that to be true.
Yeah.
Jen got me gloves and a punching bag. Mm-hmm. I mean, the gloves were probably $200. The bag itself was $400, maybe $500. It's been sitting in the garage, and I think I punched it maybe like two sessions of punching a thing, and not even the way that I wanted to. Now, let me put this out here.
Go ahead.
Our garage is disgusting. You've seen it.
Okay.
It's filled.
Mm-hmm.
I can't work in that environment, man. How am I supposed to be doing this bag work with, you know, an inflatable watermelon sitting next to it? I can't do that.
Anybody can get it, dog.
Anybody can get it. So, is it sitting next to a Peloton that was $2,500 that I've ridden four or five times? Dog, we need to get right.
Yeah.
We do. I was telling myself maybe it was a month or two ago. I was like, yo, if we play the game, we got to ride the bike for 15 minutes beforehand.
True.
And I was like, maybe I could commit to that. Because we play three times a week or so. Yeah. So I'm just like, hey, man, you trying to get it in? You're like, yep, but we got to ride that bike first.
On that Peloton.
Because I'm trying to get right. There was a gentleman at the church today wearing a shirt that said Dad Bod.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I subscribe to, but also don't subscribe to, you know what I'm saying? What I want is I want to feel confident.
Yeah.
Is that a place that you feel as though you're at currently?
Yeah. So I have always been a larger person.
You're 6'7"?
I'm 6'7", roughly 300 pounds. So it is spread out, but I still have a belly. I still got, you know, a little something up top here.
Right.
I'm not going to call it out because we're not Jen.
Right.
But I've always been big. And so, yes, in the past, I used to wear a shirt in the pool because I was self-conscious.
I feel you.
But I don't remember at what point I got over that. But now I don't care.
I feel you.
Even yesterday when we went in the pool.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't really want to take, you know, forget it.
I feel you. Yeah.
My shirt off
and
go.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm a much smaller gentleman. I'm the inverse of Straw's number. So he's... No, that's 8'6". No, that's not accurate. Half of his numbers, and add a little bit more. 5'7", 5'7 and a half, 5'8 if my back is cooperating.
Okay.
And I am, you know, the BMI and all that stuff. Like, everything's overweight. But I don't feel, like, great about my body all the way. And part of it is because back in high school, I was playing lacrosse and soccer, running nonstop, still eating like crap because I was working at Arby's. Shout out to the beef and cheddar. Mm-hmm. No sauce, add bacon. Mm-hmm. That's just a bacon cheddar with no sauce. Come on,
give me some curly fries.
Yes.
Definitely some mozzarella sticks on the side.
Were you working there when they had the, where they were doing the burgers and they had that little seasoning that you could shake on it?
No.
Okay. I was shaking those things on the fries. I was shaking that thing left and right. It was a rap video, man. I was shaking that thing crazy, and it was delicious. Were you there for the those raspberry like filled? It was they were kind of like the cheddar bites, but it was a pastry with raspberry on the inside, like, and you dipped it in cream.
Donut holes.
It looked kind of like it. Yeah.
I don't think so. When I was there, all we had was turnovers.
Okay, apple turnover, cherry turnover. Yep. Mm. There's the chocolate turnover. Were there chocolate turnovers? I'm pretty sure there was chocolate and cherry. Were there apple?
There was definitely apple and cherry.
Yeah, because I took those home.
We had the chocolate.
Okay, I think we had all three of those. I was there when we had cinnamon buns.
Oh yeah.
I was going bananas on those.
I was long out of the game at that point.
Well, God bless you. Yeah, I'm glad you got out of the game when you did, because I was there for longer than I should have been, working there and Cold Stone. So I was just eating crazy.
Nice.
But anyway, but in the exercising, the working out, I felt like decent about myself. Yeah. Now, there were these dudes there. Now, they probably had that, giant brand milk, so they're getting all the estrogen and testosterone and all that stuff. These dudes are huge, man.
Yeah.
Six-pack, beard. I'm like, bro, we're 15.
Mm.
Where's all this coming from? What?
Yeah.
Where did you order this stuff from? And can I, can you get one for me? I'm trying to have what you have. But I felt okay with myself because I was still, on the smaller side.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, college, then being a dad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of in between where I was, tripping as well. Like, it didn't just go college dadness. But I do want to get to a place where I feel a little bit better about myself. I think there's always room for improvement. But I think that if we ride this Peloton bike, I'll feel better about myself.
Now, is it a how you look or is it how you feel?
Okay.
And will the Peloton, I don't know what I'm trying to ask.
I'm listening.
Is it how you feel or how you look?
It's a combination of the two, because how I feel, how I look determines how I feel.
Okay.
If I feel like I'm sloppy.
Yep.
Or excuse me, if I look sloppy, then I feel sloppy.
Well, those go hand in hand because you're the one judging yourself.
Yes.
So I would venture to say it's more of a psychological thing versus...
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement there.
Versus an actual physical appearance thing.
What I will say is that Jen likes a bigger me.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want me to weigh like 10 pounds more than her or like 5 pounds. And she's always, we talked about this before, in the past, she's gone for bigger dudes, heavier set guys. Because she's like, there's like a feeling of safety and comfort, like they'll protect me or whatever.
Sure.
Now for me, I'll talk our way out of an argument. I'd be like, listen, sir. I don't appreciate you grabbing my wife's butt, and I would put hands on you, but because I am in ministry, and the Bible does say, forgive, one another, and whatnot, blah blah blah. I'm gonna let you off with a pass. You know what I'm saying? So let's go our separate ways. Mm-hmm. Jen's like, why didn't you fight him? Why didn't you hit? No, she'd probably be like, Nate, don't do that.
Yeah, Nate, let's go, baby. Let's go,
baby. Let's go. And I was asking her a while ago, I was like, somebody just, just straight up accosted you, just, grabbed a handful. What would you do? She's like, probably nothing.
Mm.
Just let it go. I said, what? And then I thought, man, would I fight that dude?
Yeah.
Would it be wrong to say it depends on how big he is?
No.
If it's like a, hey, man, I do mixed martial arts. I just grab your wife's butt. And I'd be like, man, the first one's free. Everyone else.
One more and that's it.
One more and that's it. Don't you be grabbing up on my wife. Don't be grabbing up on me neither. You old strong head. Yeah, no, I think, I don't know. Like this guy, this big motorcycle dude, he just slapped Jen's butt.
Snap.
I might have to let
that
slide.
I'm taking his motorcycle and leaving.
I'm going to give him a dirty look and be like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, I'll try to hurt him, psychologically. I'm not going to hurt his body because I don't think I could. Now, I think that if I, the times that I feel best about myself, and I'll just put numbers out there, the time that I feel best about myself, like appearance-wise, this is pedestrian, so let me slow down, is when I'm in the 160 range. Mm-hmm. 163, 165, you know, not too bad.
Okay.
When I don't feel great about myself, 180s.
Okay.
The closest I've been, I think, is the highest I've been is 190. So I've lost 10 pounds, so I'm in the 180 range.
Okay.
I'd like to be, you know, 10, 15 pounds less. And I know that it's a combination of my diet.
Yeah.
It's mainly my diet.
Yeah.
And I think some exercise as well, because I'd be getting winded, dog. I'd be getting tired.
Yeah, same.
Picking Max up and doing this, that, or whatever. I'm like, I'm like, yo, what happened? So
I went up 3 stairs and I can't
breathe. Yeah, what's going on? I just vacuumed the living room and I'm sweating. What is taking place here? So I think that I want to be in a position where I feel better, like on a physical, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I also know, I mean, you saw me, I was on that porcelain throne 3-4 times yesterday from eating crazy.
Yeah.
So I want to feel better, and I think that when I feel better, I'm more in a place to like want to stay in that feel betterness. Yeah. The best I always do is when I'm on some sort of diet. Do you have like a, I stay away from this, or I try to cut back on this, or?
Soda's a big thing.
Okay.
And when I go a long time without having it, I don't miss it.
True.
But when I get back on that train, the train Choo-choo. Is a full head of steam.
I see.
And so I do my best to just drink water.
Mm.
I'll have an alcoholic beverage here or there.
Okay.
But that doesn't really give me the sensation of a soda.
Right.
So it doesn't draw me back in.
I see.
But typically I like to drink just water.
I got you. I like water as well. I put like the flavoring stuff in the water. My vice is fries and chips.
Hmm.
I love a crispy fry. I love some chips, man. That will tear me up. Those two things, I'll just, man, whatever. I'll get a large fry and then come back around and get another large fry.
There are worse things.
That's true.
Like having ice cream.
Right.
Every night. And not only ice cream, but adding peanut butter and sprinkles and nuts. And
okay. You're talking from experience. Like you just,
I heard
you're just
this thinking, on the
okay,
internet.
Got you. Got you. This isn't personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whipped cream, but yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I digest the ice cream after I eat it.
There it is.
But yes, there are worse things than chips and fries.
That's true.
But I know what you're saying. You have your thing that you love, and you can't stop eating it once
you start.
I can't,
man. Yeah. So I'll finish those fries, and I'll finish someone else's too.
Like at lunch today, I ate my burger, which was not a small burger.
No, it wasn't. It was a sizable.
Emerson had some leftover mac and cheese, and Adeline had a leftover shrimp, and Mel had her carne asada Bloody
Whatever.
Mary.
Yeah.
So
you got into all of them.
I got into everything. I said, I need to stop.
I talked to some lady. We're actually at that restaurant, and she does Weight Watchers, and she was saying, would you pay to lose weight? I was like, yeah. She's like, so you shouldn't feel bad if you don't eat the rest of your food, because I know that you paid for it, but in not eating it, you're actually... does that make sense? I'm not saying it as well as she did, but I told her, I was just like, I don't like wasting food.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how, I don't know if that was the case for you, but I grew up like, you don't waste that food.
What she's saying makes sense, but I would be more mindful in like asking, how big is this meal?
That's smart.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that because it's a pound of ground beef.
That nap time burger, I got that one time. I ate half of it and was like, I am a man undone.
Yeah.
I can't do any more.
But with her saying that, you can also take food to go.
That's true.
And so you get a large meal, you eat half of it, you have the rest for dinner.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And I've tried to be better about that and just say, I'm going to eat this much, I'm full now, let me stop. I think when I've overeaten for a long duration of time in the past, I don't know internally when that time is. I don't know when that mark is.
Yeah. Well, because food doesn't hit you for 20 minutes. So if you eat before the 20 minutes is up, you're done and you don't feel full, so you're going to keep trying to pick at other things.
Yep. And I like the taste of food. I mean, who doesn't? And sometimes I'll just be eating because it's fun, not because I'm needing it to sustain my body energy-wise. I'm just like, this is yummy.
I am thankful. I would be much larger of a dude if I was a snacker.
Okay.
I do not snack. I sometimes breakfast, everyday lunch, and dinner every day.
Same. I rarely eat breakfast. Although, is it still the most important meal of the day? Is that
I think
accurate?
So. It gets your metabolism, moving.
Yeah. So I'd never eat breakfast. Lord forgive me. lunch, usually. A later lunch, and then like a... it's a small later lunch, and then dinner. Sometimes I miss breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And just have dinner. And I'll have had a snack or two leading up to dinner. It ain't right, dog. I'm not doing the right thing.
I go back. So 5 years ago, I weighed 330 pounds. And I saw pictures of myself, and I was like, what happened? Like, nobody said anything.
Dang.
So about that time, there was a challenge at work, a weight loss challenge that lasts like 4 months. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for myself. There's money involved and cool. That's a plus, but I'm going to do this for myself.
Right.
I started going to the gym every morning, and I started watching, not necessarily watching what I was eating, but I was eating better portions.
Okay.
And I wasn't going crazy with what I was eating. I was also being conscious of eating healthier things.
But okay.
Mainly, I changed my portion size, and I lost 60 pounds.
Good night.
I got down to it was like almost 65. I got down to 265.
How'd you feel?
Great. Maybe a little bit too good.
I see.
About myself. And that's when I got my hair cut. I started feeling myself.
I see.
You know. So I've gained about 30 of that back.
Okay.
35. But I'm able to eat the things that I want to eat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the gym, which doesn't help, but that's not the only reason I lost the weight. But I got back to a weight where I'm like, you know what? I could lose some weight, but I'm also fine.
I see.
I'm happy with how I feel now. As far as getting winded, I wish that didn't happen.
Right.
So I know that exercising, getting my heart rate up
right.
often would help with getting my body better conditioned. But
yeah.
As far as how I look, I feel fine about myself.
You look great, man.
So,
did I know you in the 330 range?
Yeah, you would have known me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So it's spread out on me.
Right.
So I wear it well, some would say.
Yeah.
But definitely getting down to 260, I looked sick almost.
Really?
Yeah, I had a neck back. I was wearing like extra large shirts, which I don't remember ever being in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I think that when I don't want to like hulk up and
yeah.
like I'm sure you've seen stuff of dudes on Instagram doing all sorts of like
yep.
no days off and like I'm not about to be doing that ever.
Yeah.
Because I care about what I look like I yeah. try to put some effort into my appearance, but I also I mean and maybe this is like a this is the case for anyone, but like Jen like loves me for me.
Yeah.
Like she just likes who I am.
Right.
She likes my personality and she likes my heart for the Lord and how I am with Max. So my appearance doesn't like mean a whole lot to me. I think
sure.
she thinks that I'm attractive. So, you know, she's not out here, you know, suffering, you know,
right.
she's not
right.
the suffering woman just like, dang, I'm over here with, you know, Tubman McGee over here just slurping down flapjacks and waffles and drinking syrup by the
yeah.
cup. You know, she's not suffering like that.
Right.
But I think that she knows when I don't feel great about myself. And, you know, it's and we have an agreement with each other. I'm just like, yo, if I ever get sloppy,
yeah,
whether in, like, the clothing that I'm wearing or the size that I am, please let me know.
Because yeah.
the last thing I want is for her to feel some type of way about me, not say it, and then I just go on years
yep. yeah.
of just being, you know? And she's just like, all right, well, you know. It was better, but, and here we are, you know.
Yeah.
Here we are. I guess I'll hug this, you know, both of you. It's like, it's just one of me. That hurts. Okay, as a dad, question for you, because, again, it's Father's Day. What is it about being a dad that you feel like you're doing well?
What does it feel like I'm doing well?
Yeah, in your opinion, just... Like, it's like, okay, like, whether it's stereotypical dad stuff or just a goal that you've had in mind, you're just like, man, I want to do this, and I'm doing the this.
Maybe I'm being hard on myself, but it's hard to think of something off the top of my head that I'm doing great at. I would say making my children feel loved.
Okay.
I'm really great at antagonizing them. That's a quality.
Making them annoyed and slightly angry.
Teaching them things they shouldn't be learning.
Right. I feel like I'll be in that boat for sure.
Just being the fun dad.
Yeah. But I think that you do make your daughters feel loved. Mal was saying yesterday, Jen asked her, she's like, you guys take turns like putting the girls to sleep? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there is it like every other night type of thing? Like I get them this night, you get them the next night? Or
She depends? Was probably more referring, because we both obviously kissed them goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there are nights where Mal's like, go take care of that.
Got you.
Because they've gotten on her last nerve by 12 p.m.
Fair.
And it's 8 o'clock at this point for bedtime. So
she's past.
Yeah,
she's
so past I will. And she may have been referring to like bath time. And
I see.
Thankfully, Adeline is at the point where she can go take a shower herself.
Okay.
Emerson likes to do stand-up baths, which is not a bath or a shower. It's a
blend of the two.
It's a bath where the water is running, but the water is not hitting her on top of her head because she doesn't like that.
Interesting.
But I will handle that with Emerson. And then I do the dishes. Mal prepares a meal.
True.
I also do some meals, but more often than not, Mal is doing the cooking.
Gotcha.
So it's only right that I handle the dishes.
I feel you. That's been the shake for me as well, is Jen will do cooking stuff. I'll do the cleaning up stuff. Now, with Jen pregnant, the cooking stuff has dwindled because she's like, I just don't have the energy. I'm not trying to be standing up on my feet like this, and especially towards the end.
Yeah.
And that kind of gets into the eating poorly because we're just going out to eat all the time.
Mm.
That's not good financially or, you know, health-wise. Yeah. Now, she's good about getting a salad. For whatever reason, she's been craving. I just want some kale. I'm like, what?
What?
Kale? I want a burger with fried onions on it. Oof. You know, that's what I'm craving. But she's been better about it this time. But, yeah, I do the dishes. Who does the laundry?
Mal does.
Jen does the laundry.
Yeah.
Who does the bills and stuff? Oh, go ahead. Say, what
I was
going to
say not faithfully is the word I was going to say, but that's not accurate. She does not do it. She doesn't like to do it.
Daily?
Yeah. I mean, it never stops.
Oh, yeah. So. Jen's the same. She's like, I think that she hates doing it, but she hates doing the dishes more.
Mm.
I just like doing the dishes, but I do them so that she doesn't have to.
True.
But I don't know if your family's this way, and I'm going to call Jen out. And Jen, you don't listen to the podcast, so it's fine. Jen will put plates in the dish, like in the sink, with food still on it.
Mm.
Do y'all be doing that?
No.
Bro.
Not in my household.
Bro, it's sick.
My kids are going to learn, have learned. You clear your plate off.
Come on, man.
Put the food in the trash.
Come on.
And then once you put the dish in the sink, you rinse it off.
Come on, sir.
So that the oatmeal's not stuck to the bowl when I go to wash it.
About to have me cuss out here.
For real.
She'll be putting like full plates of food. Green beans, mashed potatoes along those things. Just a raw, you know, 3 chicken nuggets next to it. I'm like, this ain't right.
No.
Because that's the gross part about doing the dishes. Yep. Is scraping someone else's food off with your hand. Mm. Bro, it's humbling, man. And she just plops it in there.
No.
And her family, I mean, like, and Jen's better about it. Like, so there'll just be a little bit on there. For me, what I want to see in the sink is barely any food on the dish. Like, I don't mind getting the scrub. I wash the dishes by hand and then put them in the dishwasher just to make, if I missed any crevices, my thought is like, they're just going to high power and put bubbles and whatever on it. That's what I want to see. So when I see, like, a good amount of food on there. Now, Jen's folks, there will be, I'm telling you, bro, a full plate. I'm talking roast beef, carrots, all that stuff. Plop in the sink with napkins in it.
Like they took all the plates off the table, scraped all of the leftovers onto one plate, and then put that plate in the sink on top of the clean ones.
Close. They just take all the plates off the table and put them directly in the sink.
Dang.
And when we lived with them for a little bit, I almost had an intervention.
That's like, why you had panic attacks.
Bro, that's why. I'm over here stressed. And we did clean, like, their entire house situation.
Yeah.
Partly because we wanted it to be a blessing. Like, that was the majority of it. But also, it's like, yo, I can't live in clutter.
Yeah.
I can't live. And I was telling Mal, I was like, yo, y'all's house is clean all the time. Are you that way, too? Like, are you like, yo, I can't?
No, that's all her.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you help with, like, the,
yeah,
like,
I have to. I live, obviously, I live in it. So
right.
She is lovingly, she reminds me often.
Like, hey.
Hey, that doesn't go there.
Don't, yeah,
put that there.
Yeah, I think with a baby, I probably clean the house 3 to 4 times. And I mean, like, the kitchen, the living room,
yeah,
the dining room type area. I'm picking all that stuff up,
yep,
at least 3 times a day. And Max will get into everything and pull it all out.
Yep.
But Joel said something today that he had said before in a conversation, but he said today the message. He said, he told the story of a time where his daughter was drawing on the trimming of the door, and he's like, man, girl, like, I'm about to take all these pens out of the whole house, you know, never again. But he's like, man, there's going to come a day where I'm going to miss the drawing, yep, on the you know, lip of the door or whatever. And I thought, like, man, there's going to be a day where I'm going to miss being books all over the place and toys all over that, and,
yeah,
you know, food on the ground. I'm going to miss that. And I saw this thing on TikTok, and I didn't think about it. Like, two of the things were stupid. Like, it's like things that'll blow your mind. But one of the things was there was a time where your parents picked you up and put you down and never picked you up again.
Yep.
And I was like, yo, I never thought about that.
Mm.
And I thought, I'm approaching the day where Max does not want to be picked up anymore. And Dave's like, Dad, I got, like, I'm walking on my, like, I'm good.
Yep.
And, you know, and I'll never pick him up again. And so that to me was, like, really sobering, because I think one of the things I struggle with the most as a dad is being patient.
Yeah.
I feel like when I lose my temper, again, I'm just like a quiet, angry, like,
mm-hmm,
I am withdrawn. I am upset. So I'm never like that, but I feel myself all the time like, oh, man, he just pooped and he's trying to pull the diaper off and he's sick. Jen's asleep. The music's blaring. I stepped on, you know, this sharp object. The world is crumbling around me. But I also need to look around and think, he feels safe in this home, in this environment that we created. Your two daughters feel safe at the home that you created. And I think that that's huge.
Yeah.
Something that Joel's dad, Danny, said was that on every kid when they're born, there's a question mark on their heart.
Mm.
And the question is, am I important and am I loved?
Yep.
And our job as dads is to erase that question mark and make them feel those two things. And I will say, without a doubt, I think that your girls feel important and loved, for sure. So you're doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean that, man. I have seen you parent from afar and parent from up close, and I'm just like, man, I'd like to do things the way that y'all do it.
Sure.
So you're doing a great job, man.
Thank
for
you.
Real. We're rapidly approaching the house. Y'all don't want to know how we got this grill into this Scion XB. Did have to take a part off. Gonna have to put that part back on. But I'm really excited to be able to use this thing. Any news for you? Any updates? Any things that we can be praying for or mindful of going on in your life? That you feel you want to share or not?
Worth writing home about.
Okay.
I would say. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening, especially,
yes,
Nate, especially Nate's dad.
Shout to you.
I have met you in person. You cooked for Nate's rehearsal dinner.
And here's the thing, man. That joint doesn't even count.
I was going to say, and that didn't count.
That doesn't count, man. It doesn't. That wasn't my dad putting his whole foot in it. That was him making a little something.
Dr. Raymond, when you... If you ever come back up this way, please remind Nate to let me know.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because I want to be a part of a meal that you prepare.
Bro, it's like, and the thing is, like, and I say this all the time, because my dad is a chef, you know, it really, I was spoiled for sure. However, what I what I do appreciate about my dad is him trying to make me a part of the whole cooking process. But there's stuff that he does that I just, like, he measures in his hand. Like, he just has his hand out. He's like, boom, that's a tablespoon of garlic powder. Boom. Yep. And he's, and because he, you know, would be cooking for 200, 300 people, he's doing the, like, it takes, like, a different type of math, you know what I mean? Like a different type of brain where it's like, all right, I got to get this. And like, and dad, I told you this before, like I would come up to, cause my dad would make dinner and I had no idea all of what went into dinner. And he's like, all right, the food's getting cold. And I didn't realize this until more recently is that he'll cook things at specific times so that everything comes out the way that it's supposed to be at the temperature it's supposed to be where you can like just dig in and eat.
Yep.
And I disrespected that on a regular basis and then would put that stuff in the microwave. Dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's tough.
I know I'm 15 years late, but Dad, I apologize. I'm sorry.
I'm still trying. I mean, I don't think I'll ever master that, but I do try to cook the things that take longer first and then
It's an art, man. Yeah. And my dad is an artist when it comes to cooking and baking and all that stuff. So the next time he's in Aries, I tell you that they're moving to North Carolina.
I didn't know where. I knew they were moving from Florida.
Moving from Florida, going to North Carolina. We're just gonna do another loop, doll. We gotta finish this thing off. I think I've also never seen this couple before.
She's doing too much.
Yeah, she's doing a lot. I know it's a beach town, but I mean, no, that is a healthy amount. My parents want to be closer to us and my sister as well, so they're going to move to North Carolina, and I think they'll be maybe 6 hours away.
Okay.
So I think that they'll be down to visit a little bit more often. So one of these days, man, I'm going to say, bro, what are you doing this weekend?
Yep.
My dad's coming.
I'm coming to Rehoboth.
Yeah, man.
I'm coming to
Delaware. And make that thing happen. Bro, I can't tell you how much your friendship means to me. I'm super thankful for you and your family.
Yeah, same.
Jen
and Max. And I can't wait to meet the new baby.
Oh, man. We did the math. What is it, 3 months, 4 months from now?
4 months, yeah.
I would have caught up to you. So don't do nothing crazy, you know. Let's just keep it even, you know. Two kids and a wife, you know, that's plenty. I can't think of anything upcoming for me. I got to edit this wedding that I shot. Need to do that. Pretty much caught up on my freelance stuff. Father's Day, I was kind of stressing about because you saw the intricate pieces that were a part of the day. It's a lot.
The run through that you did in the before the service, to how it came out, I don't know how it happened. You have a good team.
Yeah,
plain and simple.
I mean, and it's people. I think that people see the vision that I have, and I'm really just trying to make the vision that Joel has come to life.
Right.
But people see what it is that I want to do. They're excited to be there. They're happy to serve and all that. And this goes out to Leanne and Jess. I'm thankful for you guys. They listen and they serve. I think George and Amy listen too. So I'm thankful for all of them. I really do have a good team. I really do.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. This has been Father's Day plus a little bit of extra stuff, some body positivity, you know, stuff in there. You know, we gotta keep these bodies right.
Keep it right.
Gotta keep it tight. Keep it right. Keep it tight. Anyway, Straw, you want to close this out?
Be blessed.
Come on.
Do not be stressed.
Come on.
Do more.
Yes.
And say less.
We love you guys deeply. Bye. All right, this is an extra part of the podcast. Me and Andrew already did our section. This is going to be 7 minutes of how much we love the Straws. Hope you're prepared. Are you? Mm-hmm. Relatively? Okay, great. Number one, Andrew's an awesome dad. I don't know if you've picked up on this over the couple of years, but a fantastic father.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know, and maybe we'll be able to record an episode with them or not. I really don't know how they raised two such well-behaved little girls.
Yeah, I know. They're really, really sweet.
In our experience, like we have friends that have young kids, and they're great as well. But Adeline is so smart. And my question would be, is it parenting plus their like own personality, like the kid's personality, or do you think it's all they were taught to be that respectful and that?
I think... Well, they definitely reinstate, like, please and thank you.
Yeah.
the kids really listen to them.
Yep.
I'm sure there's like times where they don't, but we've never seen it.
Nope, I haven't seen that yet.
We've been friends with them for years.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. They're just really good little girls.
It's crazy. And so I was saying to Straw, I was like, "Damn, man, we've been friends for like 6 years." And I think that I started working at Chesapeake in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, add 6, 2022, so 6 years. And you came in, you know, a year after that,
mm-hmm,
or so. So we've known it for 5 years or so. And I've just seen consistently how much they love their two little, mm-hmm, girls. And the thing is, like, we knew them before Emerson was, mm-hmm, around.
Yeah, we did.
But she always, like, I think what's maybe it's weird, and I know that it's not really weird, but we knew them as a family of three before they were a family of four.
Right.
But it feels like Emerson has always been a part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird to think of life before.
Yeah. Like, when people meet us, there's people who know us pre-Max, but people just think, like, oh, Nate, Jen, and Max.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And there was a time where they were the Straws, and it's just the three of them. And then, mm-hmm, Emerson came on the scene. So, I mean, for those who didn't gather from the beginning of it, the Straws are visiting from Southern Maryland. And I'd say out of all of the people that we spend time with, we've spent them consistently since we, you know, left working at the church and moved. That is the one group of people that we've consistently,
mm-hmm, yep,
spent time with and make an effort to, too.
Yeah.
Like, we go and we visit them when we're... Okay,
four-way
stop. What's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here? Yeah, they come and visit us. We go and visit them consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I know, Straw, you're listening, and Mal, you're listening as well. Thank you guys for your friendship, for real. And I think that you also model what it's like to be good parents as well. And so we're thankful for that.
Yes, yeah.
I think that I, although Max is not their age, I think that I've learned from the way that Andrew talks to Adeline and Emerson, just like you would to, I think that's one of the questions I asked him early on. I was like, how do you talk to your kid? Like, how do you do it? He's like, I just talk to them like they're normal people. Thank you. I talk to them like they're normal people, and he's never babying them. Like, and maybe they did that early on, but. He's talking to them like, hey, I told you not to do that, and you did it anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
That makes me upset, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've honestly gleaned a lot from that, so thank you guys. I'm currently headed to Putt-Putt.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we played Putt-Putt, I wouldn't say that I did horrible. I mean, that feels like a stretch, but I did do poorly. And compared to the people who are playing, besides myself, I think I 20 points maybe more than you guys.
Mm. I typically win at putt-putt. I don't know why.
Oh, you're
just
being humble?
Just that hand-eye.
Oh, okay. That Baker coordination?
Yeah, it's that hand-eye coordination.
I would like to blame... I'm not good at putt-putt. I was trying to search in my mind for what could possibly be the reason. First time we played when they came, I had Max strapped to my body, so that was why I wasn't doing well. I had no excuse this last time. So the way that I've been thinking about this is redemption. I'm going to legit try.
It's going to be on the left soon.
Okay.
You see it there with the flags?
With the little sun-looking thing?
Yep, that's the one. Mm-hmm, that's the one.
This is redemption for me. I'm going to play like I'm Tiger Woods, and this is my comeback tour.
Okay, as you should, baby.
And I'm not finna lose to these lovely human beings that we call our friends. You know?
That's good.
Is this place not smaller?
Yeah, I think it is smaller, but I mean, it's fun.
It's a new course.
Isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
A new course.
Yeah, no, I'm about it. All right, well, to the Straws, again, we are thankful for your friendship. We're spending time with you over the past couple of hours. It's only been a day and a half. It's been really fun, and we love you guys. Okay, I'll probably force Jen to do a little bit more as we go to dinner and then on our way to Bonkies. So cue that transition music. Bonkers for Bonkies. Hey, if you haven't had a Bonkies and you're in the area, you're making a huge mistake, a grave mistake. All right, cue that transition music. We'll be back. Also, be praying for me. By the time you hear this, the game had already been over, so what's the point? But just pray for me in general. The game that we're about to play, the mini golf stuff. But yeah, hopefully I win. I'll let you guys know. We'll see how it goes. Cue that transition music.
That looks cool.
And we're back. And I won. Listen, I don't want to flex on y'all, but listen, when you're an athlete, you really just excel.
Is that what it was? The athleticism?
Above others. Yeah, it was my athleticism. To be honest, in the beginning, I had a feeling that victory would be mine. But as the course, you know, moved along, I really didn't think I had a chance. I was doing poorly. Real poorly. There are a couple holes that I think will haunt me in my dreams. But, the W goes to me. I mean, it makes sense. Williams W, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And second place was my beautiful wife, Jennifer Ann Williams. Everybody clap, clappity, clap, clap, clappity, clap,
that's
clap,
me.
Clap, clap. Jen, what's your secret?
Just that hand eye, you know.
That hand eye. Dang, this is a crap turn, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're downhill with it.
Yeah, you gotta get up there a little bit so you can see over, you know, see what's what up there.
Have you ever been putting on a date? Did someone take you putt-putting?
Nope.
Take you to putt? No?
All right, you have an opening on the right.
Not on
the left.
Somebody
will let you through. Nope.
Y'all all stingy. Come on, Baldy.
Where are y'all even going?
I don't know. Both y'all looking old as time. What you doing in this young people town, sir? No, it's fine. Come on. This, it's like not a straight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a way to go get at it on the right. We're going to this Bethany Blues place. Out of 10, what would you give it? And be honest.
It's pretty good.
Okay. I'd say at least a 7. Does that feel accurate?
Sure,
Six or a 7?
Okay, on the right side, you're open for a while.
Okay.
Actually.
God bless you and thank you. I'm going to go slow. Wow. Thank you. Ooh, that's
She's
dirty.
She's going
to let them all go. Oh, thank you, black lady.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to black women everywhere. For no reason other than that lady let me in. Also, you know, black ladies are great. Wow, that dude pulled up out of nowhere.
That's how they do. They just be pulling out.
Worst, I've never taken somebody putting date-wise. Honestly, in high school, like, I wasn't even thinking that creatively. I was like, we're going to the movies. And we're just going to kiss each other in the back of the movie and not even watch it.
That's what you did?
Yeah.
Who did that? It was you.
What do you mean? The girl I was dating in high school.
Oh. No, I never even did that.
Because you were saved and sanctified, set apart.
Nice.
I was out here watching PG-13 movies and like, huh, yeah, I ain't ever going to see this thing. Ain't that right, Betty Sue? Her name wasn't Betty Sue.
No, I'm not familiar with that life.
Yeah, no, thankfully. I missed a lot of great movies that way. And by a lot, I mean just a handful. We didn't date for very long. It's when I had a cell phone and you had to pay to text people. So I was like, I'm not really trying to do that. And we started dating right before the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Max, I'm telling a story, sir.
He's trying to contribute.
But he wasn't even there. How does he even know?
He's probably saying that you shouldn't be talking about this no more because you're married now.
I'm not looking back on these with the glory days.
Mm-hmm.
I was 16. Wait a minute. It was 8th grade I dated Katie Shank. Excuse me, Lord. Add 5, so that's 12. It's 12 or 13, excuse me, I was 13.
Mm.
Out here, you know, with braces, trying to make a love connection. And I think she married to a girl and she live in Pennsylvania. Last I checked yesterday, you know?
Ew, baby, that's weird.
I'm not checking up on no ex-girlfriends. Your ex-girlfriend and you're listening, what are you doing, yo? Stop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I know, that's right.
That joint's been over, boo.
Right, it's time to move
ex-boo?
On.
Ex-boo, yeah. If you're like, oh, let me see what Nate's up to.
What's he up to?
Go ahead.
July 9th, garage sale.
What's going on?
Guess what?
What happened?
You gotta stop from pedestrians,
right?
Yes. Come March, we all have been married for 5 years.
It's wild. Does it feel like it?
No, it's going by so fast. I hate it.
I feel like I just met you for real. Like, I feel like you're still kind of a mystery. I haven't figured you out yet. You know?
No, I don't know that.
Really? You think you got me all figured out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing that I do surprises you?
No, not really.
You jump. You weren't expecting that, were you? Still got it.
Okay. Not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
That's not true. We're still learning each other. Jen, you don't have me figured out. I'm a complex organism.
Well, no. I mean, you're like always changing and everything, and I love that, but I feel like I know who you are, yeah?
You haven't seen nothing yet. Did you know that I sleepwalk?
No, you don't.
I do.
Evie, you're trying to teach me something about yourself. I have lived with you for 5 years.
As you see, you go rounding up. It's been 4 and some change.
But Sylvie, I mean, like...
We've known each other for 5 years come April. Yeah, 5 years. 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And we technically met in 2016, but you weren't trying to give your boy the time of day. But it's whatever. Clearly, I'm not still holding on to that.
Dude, it's time to just let it go. Let it go.
For real?
Yes.
I think it's the one thing that I kind of have against you, like... You're like, oh, yeah, we've been dating for blah, blah. And then I always say it would have been longer if she would have, you know, let your boy holler. She wasn't receptive to the holler.
It would have been like 3 months longer, baby.
We met in 2016.
Okay. All right. It's okay.
Oh, you snap. Can't do that.
Honestly, no, it doesn't matter. Sorry, I don't have the energy for that.
Okay. Well, this looks like you. Look. Where? Look at the Jeep right here. You see her?
Yeah, I saw
her. Didn't that look like you?
I don't know. I don't see myself like others do.
Okay, that's weird and cryptic. What does it even mean?
Like, you don't see yourself in a mirror like other people perceive you out and about. I don't know.
You've never had somebody send you a picture and be like, hey, this girl looks like you, and you're like, oh, true, it does.
Emma Watson.
True. I usually get, like, a random dude that looks kind of strange.
Yeah, the guy on that graphic.
Yeah, but he did kind of look like me, I'm not gonna lie. I thought it was me. I was like, yeah, where'd they get this at? Excuse me, sir.
He's done being in the car seat.
Okay, that's fair.
I can't blame him.
That's fair. He just takes a breath of it to yell again. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all need this. Leanne, you don't need this. Kristen, you don't need this. Jess, you certainly don't need this. You finished? Okay, we're done.